This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Yesterday morning, the Missouri Supreme Court heard oral arguments to determine whether an abortion legalization measure will be on the state's November ballot. By mid-afternoon, the Supreme Court ruled that Missourians will get to vote on legalizing abortion this fall. To get a grasp on what led to yesterday's fast-tracked Supreme Court decision and what it means, I spoke with STLPR politics correspondent and Politically Speaking host Jason Rosenbaum. I started by asking him what the court decided.
They decided that Amendment 3, which would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution, will go before voters in November. There was some doubt for about 90 hours whether that was going to happen, thanks to this Cole County judge's ruling that everybody sort of woke up to on Saturday. And the court has not actually explained its reasoning, but they did say it's on the ballot. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft told me that it is back. And now this fight over abortion rights in Missouri moves away from the courtroom and into the electoral arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jason, you said Saturday. Now, last week on Friday night is when that Cole County judge ruled that the amendment would not be on the ballot. So why did this reach the level of the Missouri Supreme Court to begin with? And what legal arguments were at play here?
So just to correct myself, yes, it happened on Friday night, but I said Saturday because I woke up to this news
right
after going to bed early on Friday. So the argument that Cole County Judge Chris Limbaugh put forward was that because Amendment 3 did not contain specific language saying that this could repeal certain laws dealing with abortion, it ran afoul of a state statute that, in his view, required that sort of thing. The pro-Amendment 3 people strongly disputed that's what the law actually said. And if you actually look at the law, they were making the argument that it said you need to show where statutory language is repealed or constitutional language is repealed. And they contended Limbaugh misconstrued the word or to mean and Limbaugh thought you needed both when they said that you only needed one or the other, depending on whether you were putting forth a statutory initiative or a change to the Missouri Constitution, which that's a little bit wonky.
Yeah.
But in kind of to put a bow on it, the Amendment 3 people feel that Limbaugh misinterpreted the requirements here. Whether that was the reasoning that the court came up with, we don't know because they haven't released the reasoning, but it will remain to be seen whether they found that argument effective.
Mm-hmm. And it did go to the Supreme Court because Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft took the action against the amendment and decertified it from the ballot, right?
Well, that's one of the things that was at play, but I think it went to the Supreme Court very, very quickly because there was this very tight deadline to take things off the ballot. Yesterday was that deadline. This decision came out late Friday. The attorneys on all sides spent all weekend coming up with briefs and figuring out a schedule. It was actually pretty remarkable how the attorneys, I would say for both the plaintiffs against Amendment 3 and the lawyers defending Amendment 3, just worked so quickly to make this happen. And I'm not a lawyer, but I do commend them for putting forth really well thought out briefs in such a short time. But clearly the Supreme Court has to decide one argument or another, and they chose the side of people who are supporting Amendment 3.
Mm-hmm. And what were the reactions that you were seeing to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling?
Abortion rights supporters are relieved. This was a very stressful 90 hours for them, to put it mildly. I think Democrats are pretty happy, too. You saw supportive statements from Democratic gubernatorial nominee Crystal Quaid, as well as the Democratic Party writ large. Republicans were disappointed with the ruling. They thought that it shouldn't be on the ballot, but they said that they're going to try to fight this at the ballot box. I think that, like, left unsaid in their statements is there aren't a lot of Republicans who are confident that they can actually defeat this, primarily because other states, even red states, have supported initiatives that back up abortion rights. Primarily because there are a lot of Republicans who are support abortion rights. Mm-hmm. And if you get enough of them and combine them with most Democrats, that's enough to pass something like this.
So, Jason, briefly, Missouri voters are going to get a chance to decide on this issue in November. So if the ballot measure does pass, you know, what then? And are the abortion restrictions then lifted immediately, or is it more complicated than that?
Oh, it's much more complicated than that. What will happen is abortion rights supporters will file lawsuits against specific laws. They will use the amendment as foundation to try to get them struck down. And it will probably be a long process. Like, nobody should expect abortion restrictions to just magically disappear when this goes into effect. And I think people should also be prepared for another abortion initiative that may undo or change this if it passes. Mm-hmm. The legislature has already said, members of the legislature have already said that that's a possibility.
Jason Rosenbaum, STLPR's politics correspondent and host of the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. Jason, thanks as always, and appreciate the breakdown.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.